Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about bedbugs. That shit really sucks, don't it? Strip clubs. Oh, the topic that just doesn't go away. What do you do on a date when your date orders 48 goddamn oysters? Right, as well as the fantasy football update. I know y'all are really excited to figure out what's happening. I'm gonna just tease y'all right now. There's a name that's for a certain group in the standings. You don't want to miss this. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Join in, sign up. That's where you get access to the rewatchingtons that we do for Cinephobe. That's where we do the Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's where we do the OG podcast. We do the Discord. We do so many things over there. You don't want to miss it. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a Patreon signed up and locked in. All right, let's get it started. Juju dropped the new album last week.
First of all, go stream that new Juju Gotti. That shit fire. 17 minutes of straight fuego. You know what I'm saying? No cap in my rap. No cap in his rap. You know what I mean? I don't hype mid shit. I posted in the chat. I said, yo, go stream this nigga Juju shit. Because if it was trash, I wouldn't have said nothing. I ain't going to lie to you.
Nah. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, the colors was hard. I was wondering what he was gonna have Smetty do on there, but the little friendship was hard as fuck. And then the Van Damme, I played both of them a few times. So, yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Man.
Salute.
It was definitely a listen. Hey, Juju. One thing niggas know about me, I got no problem calling something trash, whatever the case may be. The album's definitely not trash. I was surprised though, being that I had never heard anything before, right?
Yeah.
I was expecting what I feel is the presence I get from you on the pod. But then as I actually listened to it, I was like, oh shit, this is actually more. If I really was real, if this is more of what I should have expected from you based off of conversations on the pod, some stances you had, and so forth, man. So, hey, man, thumbs up on the project. Appreciate I definitely it, sent it out to a couple of people. You know, we ain't got to get into specifics on the on the pod. You know, I'm trying to live a fake Jason lifestyle at times. You know what I'm saying?
It means a lot to me, bro. Cause for some reason, bro, I don't know what the seasons or whatever, a nigga been going through like a little low mental state, like depressed little vibe. You feel me? So y'all words mean like for real, bottom of my heart type shit. Like this shit mean a lot to me that y'all even fuck with it at all, let alone to say it. Like you feel me? So thank y'all, bro, for real.
Yeah, man.
No doubt,
listen,
bro.
You know we gonna support the shit. And speaking of, nigga, I'm watching Mac Homie random ass YouTube videos and this nigga Juju in the video. I said, what the fuck? We gonna talk about that another time, but that shit threw me all the way off. I was like, nigga, what the fuck is going on here? But yeah, man, Tuesday, bro, I go to see V's. V's is out of Detroit. You know what I mean? Popular rapper coming up. And the show was solid, right? It was super cool. I'm getting ready to leave. And a joint hit me like, yo, let's connect. And we were supposed to get food anyway. I was supposed to connect just blase. Well, it didn't work that way. So she's like, yo, I got to go to work. Now, I don't know this girl by any means like that. I met her like on a random night. I was out and she was at a R&B singer's table. And then kind of popped at me, but I think she was kind of faded and she didn't realize, like, you know, like that when you meet somebody, you don't really be like knowing what people feature, like facial features and everything kind of fully until you kind of like go back and look. And I'm completely sober. So I'm like, bro, I could sense it from the R&B guy that he ain't really enjoying that one of the young ladies is kind of entertaining and shit. So I'm trying to keep it smooth and get up out of there. Well, fast forward to Tuesday. This is a month later, by the way. I go pull up. She said she had dinner and then she had to go to work. So she just sends me an address, Juju. Nothing else. Just an address. But I'm on a train. No, but I know it's like it got to be some type of bar type thing, right?
Oh, okay. Like, my bad.
No. It wasn't one of them type of scenarios, right? But I'm like, damn, okay. I get there, Juju. I'm on the phone with Cousin Bruce, actually, which is crazy
as hell. Cousin Bruce.
He always pick up when I'm on like some bullshit mission where I'm walking and I'll be like, yo, I got a little mob. I'm going to catch up with my cousin. I get there, it's a man in a suit. So I'm like, Am I confused? I'm like, yo, what establishment is this? So I said, yo, is this address? He said, yeah. I ain't gonna say the business name, but I look up and it's in Lights. So I go in, they ask me for a $20 cover. Now I ain't paid a covering. I can't even tell you. I can't talk check probably.
Talk that talk, Trey. You don't pay no cover.
Nah, but like most New York bars is free. Like most spots is free. You. Like that you could just go in and just go mob. So y'all know what type of establishment I'm in if they asking me for the dub at the dub.
Right. Right.
I'm still confused. I'm still confused, by the way, Juju. I don't know what I'm about to get into. So the lady's like, let me get your card and your ID. And I'm like, hold up.
Damn.
Right. You want my card and my ID? So then they walk me back to the back area of this build of this establishment and sit me down. So they're like, yo, you want a drink? For those who hasn't been following me on Instagram, I'm back having wine. So I order a glass of wine. I look crazy ordering wine in this motherfucker, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to paint this picture now. I'm in a strip club.
Yeah.
Now, if you know me, I'm not a strip club nigga. So this is overwhelming for me.
Oh, my God.
This is overwhelming for me, bro. This is stressing me out. Because
so wait, when you got in there, did you think, like, let me hit her to make sure this is the right spot?
I did. I'm like, but she's not responding.
Yeah.
So I'm ain't like, no good service in there, bro. What you talking about?
It ain't. But also, you know, when you go in strip clubs, they don't want your phone out because they're trying to protect the privacy of the,
right,
you know,
the entertainers. Yeah.
All this shit. So I'm not even on none of that. I sent the text like, hey, I think I'm here. That's it. And put it back in my pocket. Now it's like a table setting, but in strip clubs, if you sit legs out facing, that means you're welcoming a dance. I put my legs under the table so I could just drink, right?
Well, hold up. The table, is it facing like the bar or something?
It's to the side. So it's kind of like if somebody was sitting on the other side, like, you know how you can kind of pay to have a conversation?
Right. Are you they facing the up or anything though?
I'm facing the stage though. So they didn't line me. Mm-hmm. I paid a $20 cover. The wine was like $29, bro.
Because they ain't used to selling that shit. They don't even know how much the glass costs.
Wine bro, by the glass.
They popped the bottle for you. That was a $29 bottle. You just
they said wine by the glass. You a cheapskate,
bro. So they hit me. They hit me like, oh, he not about to get no hard alcohol. Because I didn't even see the price of this shit, Juju. I just said, yo, can I get a glass of red? She said red or white. So I didn't even get a choice of like, no, like, nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
thinking it's a house. You thinking it's like house red, probably.
House red, easy.
They didn't have a sommelier on deck in the...
Hell nah, bro. So I get there, and then I pull out my phone. You know, obviously, like, five joints done pulled up on me now. Because you don't want to make eye contact. The eye contact is like,
right,
yo... You want it. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they all cool in there, but it was like, I really just came here to see somebody. You feel me? Like, real quick. So yeah. They like, hey, baby, you know, like, you want to, you want to dance? I'm like, nah, I'm sorry. You beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to all this. You know what I mean? Maybe I hit her with the maybe later, the affirm payment, like maybe later. Right. I'm like, So my drink come. I said, yo, I think I'm here. She says, oh, shit, I just got here coming upstairs.
Mm.
Okay. She comes and looks me dead in the eyes. Nigga, I don't know if y'all niggas seen Paper Soldiers.
Yeah.
When nigga was in the car, he's like, he looked me dead in the eyes. Like, I don't. That was one of my shit. She looked me dead in the eyes, bro, and was so confused who I was.
Oh, my God, bro.
So I'm like, is she fucking with me? Is she fucking with me right now, bro? So, Juju, I'm like, now.
Bro, I thought we was watching a fucking comedy movie. This shit is a horror. Fuck. Suspense. Wait,
was your facial hair different at all, Trey?
Yeah. I had the chin and
you had the cop's ass?
No. I had the mustache and the chin patch I normally be having. But what bugged me out was just kind of like, I'm like, is she fucking with me right now? She looked me dead in the eye. She said, hey, baby. She leaned into me and said, hey, baby, you need a drink? Now, clearly my drink right there. Right. Now, so I'm like, So what she did was she said, because she comes back, she circles back. She went to the bar, checked who was in there and seen my name and came back. And was like, oh, I had to go check the directory to see if that was you. Because she said, I was looking for a guy. I said, wait, who did you think I look like? Like, what? I don't know. I don't look that different, bro. It ain't too much I could change. Go ahead, Jer.
Are you buying this at this point in time? Or like, where are you?
Nah.
Okay, all right. I need to know where my man's was at this point. Hey, Continue, I just need that question.
Hey, but also I have to play along with it because I'm already committed to the bit now. Turf.
Right, right.
I'm just saying, so this sounded like an Instagram meme that like we would be frying in the chat. So I just had to see where you was at with it I knew how to proceed with my thoughts. Continue, good brother.
So at this thing, I'm trying to figure out my out because... Cool. Like I'm in this establishment. I know I'm about to spend unnecessary bread now. Right. So she got the joint on, the little fishnet joint, but she's literally a waitress. So I'm like, I'm not judging. Cool. Get your shit. But why you just didn't say this? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's a strip club. I would have been like, you know what? I'll catch you at another time. You feel me? So I get there. She sits down. She's like, oh my God, I didn't even know it was you. Blah, blah, blah. She started talking to me for 20 minutes, and you can't do that unless niggas is paying. So this Russian nigga was like, so she looked and was like, yo, I gotta go unless you buy me a drink. I'm like, fuck. So I had to buy her a drink for another time. By this time, my wine all gone because I done been sipping like out of nerves because I still don't know the play. I'm like, I'm in this sketch ass strip club.
Ooh, it's sketchy. And
it's not sketch. It ain't. Let me take that back. It's not sketch, but it's random. And it was dead smack in like an area that I don't normally be in. You feel me? So I'm like, I'm out of bounds. Like it was to an area where I didn't even know a train to take back to Brooklyn. You feel
me? Like, wait, so you can buy a drink for a waitress at a strip club, like, mm-hmm. like their regular.
Yeah,
and it's the same kind of interaction with the
yep.
Okay, I never
well,
really.
Shouts to her though because yeah. She told me the game. She like they trying to make me get you in a back room,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like the private right. shit. If you're gonna right. be doing all this,
right?
She said it's cheaper to buy me a drink.
Yeah,
I said I'm gonna do the drink because she said she kept apologizing. She like yo. I didn't even know that you was out and you came for this and you did this, that, and the third. Because it wasn't clear. I wasn't given too much information of what I was doing prior to it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So she like, nah, like, you know, I'm going to really fuck with you on like another time. But it was so funny because I end up spending like $105. And I called Jason after the shit because he was up. So I'm like, nigga's not going to believe this. This shit got to be on the pod because like, it was just funny because if you know me, I don't like strip clubs. Like the women beautiful, but like the idea of like somebody naked dancing on me, on my clothes, right. I'm just like, I can't handle it. So it right. was just like, I was in that motherfucker germed out. Like if I could wear a mask, I'd be in that bitch with a mask. You feel me? So that was the wrong establishment to invite me to. You feel me? But it was funny for that time being. And it was a random ass Tuesday. Like that was Tuesday as fuck. And I'm in there with investment bankers and shit. Niggas in there with their motherfucking vest on over their collar shirt. You know, right. they having the time of their life. I'm over there stressed.
Niggas trying to take a load off, pause before they get back to the crib.
Yeah. But I will say this. We now have a spot to go to if niggas actually
want. So you would recommend it as a strip club?
No. The spot is actually cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If niggas looking for that, but like, I can't go in blind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the deal with taking your card though? I don't think
niggas got to do that. But in a particular situation, since I didn't like, you know,
I thought you meant upon entry, you had to. Give
nah.
Yeah, you made a drink. Yeah, don't get your card off. Yeah. What's wrong with the boy? Gotta get your card off, bro.
Now in New York, is it topless or fully nude?
Topless only.
Oh,
But it was flavors in there. It was BBL. It was a couple joints. Yeah. It was some pretty joint. Like you know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, okay.
That's why LA strip clubs suck though, bro. Like that topless only shit is weak. I'm sorry.
That's that Wild Western film shit. That shit weak.
Hey, Jay, if you ever find yourself in Philly, hit me.
Okay, yeah, y'all got some joints out there.
Hey, y'all got full smack ass, huh?
Hit me.
They be mad at me in the strip club. I be like, no, ma'am, no, thank you, no, ma'am. Thank you. You're beautiful. No, ma'am.
I would consider myself, like on most things that I fathom that I know about, I would consider myself somewhat of a connoisseur. In Philly, and this is crazy. My parents listen to this pod, so I'm about to just out myself, but it's all good. Statue is like over with.
Oh shit!
You know what I'm saying? I was probably going to Slaps probably like 16.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Yeah.
17.
That was like niggas at the Barbary Coast. Niggas is
so I ain't gonna lie. I went to my first strip club at 15. My neighbor was a bouncer. Damn. And my older homie, Marcus, rest in peace, he ain't tell niggas that we was going there. Cause the older niggas I hung out with on my block, them niggas was jerks. Like they would just do the worst shit. They hated that I actually hung around my actual age group. Like they would like low-key bully me because I was hanging out. Like, niggas be like, why you doing that little kid shit? Nigga, I'm 12. I'm with 12-year-olds, nigga. What the? You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember nigga was, the homie told me, this nigga said, hey, I got the new NBA Action 94. Now, NBA Action 94 wasn't out yet. This shit's like 93. But I'm like, so gullible. I'm like, all right. So I go to this nigga house. He like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. The nigga hits play, bro, and puts on porn. I'm like, ah,
yo,
I run out, bro. God.
That shit happened to me, bro. That's
not
crazy.
You,
I thought
not, you,
the
not
only
you
one.
Screaming. You screaming.
Oh
like,
no, I
ain't.
I screamed because like, you gotta understand because like I went to a fucking Christian school, like private from K to eight. So everything they used to tell me was you going to hell. Everything.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I already had the troubled background. So niggas used to be putting it on thick with me, like, hey man, you don't got no parents, bro. So you gotta do everything by the nail. And you know what I mean? That shit was toxic as hell when you think about it now. But niggas used to think everything I did, I would go home and pray, bro. Yeah. Like I said, I already talked about the on like two pods ago. My homie, I ain't gonna say his name because he a changed man now, but he stole his dad Playboy collection. Yeah, right, 19, right. All the whole 70 shit, Juju. Think about this. The eighth grade class was 12 people. Eight boys, four girls. So we got these lockers, and this nigga pulls out a stack at a Christian school.
Not a stack.
I'm like, bro, this is the first time I'm like seeing this shit like this, bro. I'm ruined. I'm ruined because I don't know. We getting sexual education. We learning about, you know, hymens and all this other shit and all kind of, like it's almost overwhelming. So when I got to ninth grade, dog, I remember seeing, I was so overwhelmed with women, like girls.
Man.
Dog, yeah, I was the opposite. Nigga,
like, I ditched class for this one girl, bro. I ditched this one class for 37 days and a truancy envelope came to my grandma's place.
You skip class for 37 days for this
computer
one
computer literacy, right? Computer literacy, Miss Worthy's class in Dominguez, ninth grade. I ditched her class to go to this other girl's PE class. Now I played basketball. I didn't know that this shit fucked up my grades where I can't play. I ain't know none of this shit. So I ditched this shit 37 days. My grandma put me on 37 punishment days where nigga they took my TV out the room, they put a little weight bench in there. I had the pig iron in there, Jason.
Oh bro. Shit. Not bro, the weight that's, bench.
That's bro. Sick. Hey, but nigga, I was on the whole opposite way. I remember I had the motherfucking, so my dad always had the fucking cable box. Nigga, so niggas had the channels 97 and 98, my nigga.
Spice niggas,
Spice channel. Shout out to Spice Channel.
The Hot Network. Come
the
on.
HBO Real.
Spice, yo. Like, shout out to Spice and HBO Real Sex. They held a lot of young boys down. And I'm not even saying young boys was in the room doing wild shit. No, I'm just saying like young boys literally just being able to turn your TV on. Bro, I used to fake going to sleep.
Oh my God.
There was this one movie called it was called Cinderella, nigga. It came on fucking Cinderella and something. It came on HBO like fucking or no Prism. Prism was our channel back in the day. It came on at like 2 a.m. one time, and I just so happened to be up. Bro, this is during the TV God era. When I tell you, nigga, I was so amazed that I just saw TNA on TV in my own room. I went to the TV guide, nigga, no lie, right hand, and looked through every fucking day in that TV guide. So I knew when that shit came back on. And when I tell you that shit came on at like 1:30, tell me I ain't set my alarm.
That's a sick commitment, man.
Bro, at this point in time, I'm probably like, I'm like 14 years old, dog. Like, I was a late bloomer.
So right? when'd you lose your virginity?
I mean, to me, it's late. I lost it my junior year, my summer
so
going into
17?
My junior year. Yeah.
See, I lost mine. I was 15 and a half, man. That shit,
I got pressure. Whack. I got so pressure.
You went, from zero. You went from zero to 100.
Trey. It was whack, bro. Yeah.
Me?
It was
me?
Trey was praying every night, and then,
right.
then was, you know what I'm saying? Nigga had to slide right after.
So what happened was, my freshman year, motherfuckers was talking. It was like the movies. Niggas was talking like, damn, man, yeah, I hit. So I lied, and I had to like, I had to clear up the allegations, bro. Because even the way
you
I was explaining it,
Lloyd,
bro. No. But it was an imaginary girl, bro. It wasn't like,
nigga, that's a Lloyd, dog. You lying on your mans. That's a Lloyd. Yeah. Oh, at a young age. Oh, God bless your heart. You didn't know better.
Hey, it was a lot of niggas that was lying on their joints.
It's a lot of niggas to this day. They're still probably still lying, though.
I mean,
yo, stop. Sorry, my bad.
But Jerv,
just Jerv, PSA, stop lying, yo. It's not cool. Yo, everybody was lying in your squad if you a liar, yo. Just think, if you lie, everybody lie. No need to lie, yo. Stop lying, yo. It looks bad.
So at 13 and 14, I'm amazed that niggas is having sex, first of all. Right. Yeah. 13, 14, that is ridiculous to me. Like, I'm just like, what? I thought, nigga, we got to wait till we got married. That's my thought.
Right.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm like, nigga, you ought to get married to do all this. Niggas like, yeah, nigga, you know what's the name from Home Lit? I mean, Home Ec and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, for real? Ah, in my mind, I'm like, and I wanted it to be perfect. So I'm like, I won't. This girl, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking, like, this shit shopping. I'm like, her from that class. And it didn't work like that, nigga. No. It took me a whole, it took me to make varsity. And then shit just kind of flowed. And Tyson kind of, for people who don't know, Tyson Chandler gave me the ultimate lob, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So niggas wasn't in the movies, making out, getting it in, you know?
I didn't do all that.
Niggas was
out. You ain't make out with John?
Oh,
come on, bro. Niggas was in Where's My Car and in the Beverly Connection. You know what I'm saying? Pants unbuckled.
Niggas had make out parties in high school. It would just be you, the shorty you wanted, the shorty he wanted, and literally y'all would get there and everybody would just go into their separate quarters or whatever, and niggas just like made out for hours with Jones. No yams, no nothing. Niggas just
I didn't. That shit was crazy. This is the thing. I didn't have that shit laid out for me on some situation where I was just quote unquote cool from 8 to 9. Like, I struggled until 10th grade. That shit was probably eighth grade to 10th grade was probably my toughest window because I was like 5'6". I had hella acne. I'm trying to like fit in. I'm trying to find my pocket of like what I'm gonna be. You know what I'm saying? And that shit was just, girls was taller than me, nigga. That shit felt like elementary school, nigga. I'm looking like, yo, the homies is already 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit not working for me right now. I'm only thing that's going for me, I think I got like some 5'8", 5'8", like ninth grade, towards the end of ninth grade. And I was like, damn, am I gonna grow? Then 10th grade happened, nigga. And I became the height that I am. Like, nigga, I was like, oh shit. Like, everybody started noticing me. You know what I'm saying? I start getting a little joint. I'm getting invited to the parties. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, nigga, I was at the crib playing video games all day, bro. Niggas, you know what I mean? I had my little pocket of friend. I wasn't even thinking about none of that shit yet. And then when I, like I said, when Tyson was like, yo, this the little homie. It's baby KG because they used to call me baby. I used to wear the Marbury part. I'm dark skinned. He like, that's baby KG. I'm like, all right, cool. After I got his stamp, I'm attractive now all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're probably walking around next to him. And so it's like, you know, when you were in high school, it's very much so like jock basketball players, nigga run the world in a high school. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially a nigga like Tyson Chandler.
Especially a nigga that's about to go to the NBA.
Yeah, nigga, like them niggas. The teachers get out the way when them niggas walk. You feel me?
Yo,
so.
we had a nigga in our school. I remember I went to an all boy Catholic school, just like Trey or whatever. I mean,
yeah, I did too.
Definitely.
I started at Fairfax, but I ended with that one.
Okay, I went to St. Joe's Prep in Philly, North Philly, all Catholic school in the heart of North Philly. Right. We had our football program was just okay. Long story short, we had a nigga on the squad who eventually went day two-ish to the Jets, played linebacker in Michigan or whatever the case may be. When I tell you, I saw this man, excuse me, I didn't see actually anything, but they was allegedly a rumble in high school and allegedly said football player was involved, and then it was a cat. It was like seniors versus juniors. Our class was rumbling the seniors because we were talking shit at a pep rally, right? Inner beef between the school because the juniors are talking shit because the junior quarterback was starting over the senior quarterback. Don't ask me why we wanted to talk shit about that. We did. That led to a rumble in the parking lot versus juniors versus seniors. I wasn't even out there. But apparently, the people that was out there, one of the boys that was rumbling was the football boy, allegedly, and he rumbled somebody. Boy got in no trouble. None, dog. He didn't get jugged, which was judgment under God, a.k.a. detention. He didn't get none of that shit.
Judgment under God? What?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yo. You fuck up, bro. You got to go to jug, yo. Wow. You got to go to jug, yo. And we ain't play that shit, bro. Your parents had to sign some shit. Like, you couldn't just, it wasn't like you just go to detention and then, like, after a certain amount of detention. No, nigga, you get one detention, one or jug. Parents got to sign something, yo. Easy.
Wow. They had the Lord and Savior looking at niggas.
Judging, dog.
That's a sick judge right there.
Yo, so sleeper update. Let's go through the league real quick. You know what I'm saying? Before Juju got to get up out of here. Purple Rain is kicking our ass. Palm Tree P looks like he has punched his ticket to possibly be on the pod. He is 5-0. Team Bishop G is 3-2. Tua and the gang is 3-2. Quincy Chad, friend of the pod, is 3-2. Juju Gotti is
I don't know why I'm fifth for 3-2, but hey, 3-2 gang salute. What's Jerv record is?
Jerv and the Jervettes, 2-3. Salute the cap, 2-3. Pick six, Trayvon, 2-3. Team Maze, 2-3. Damn. Team Skillsburg, 2-3.
Oh, damn.
King BJ 84.
Look, Juju, the reason you ain't get that reaction you wanted is because this niggas that was they can't react because I'm higher in the standards. Niggas gotta kind of just be a little humble for a little bit. You wasn't gonna get that. That's why I just chill.
You the same 2-3 as me, Jerry.
I'm not the same 2-3 you use, bro, because I'm higher than you in the standings, my nigga. Like, hey, whatever, bro, this tiebreaker is, whether it be points, I'm better than you. That's all it's telling you right now. As of right now, you and Trey can't fuck with me, dog.
You got how many wins, Jerry?
Two.
Right, and how many wins do me and Trey got?
Two.
Right, okay.
Y'all follow sports, right?
Yeah,
y'all heard the tiebreakers.
Yeah,
we didn't tell you though. We didn't
whatever this tiebreaker that got me higher than y'all, bro. I got that. So right now, I'm gonna talk my little shit to y'all. Thank you. And he let you, Juju. You got it for right now, but
you can't say that, Juju. Hey, speaking of which, Trey, is our bet? Is it 6 or 6.5 games for the Colorado?
Six.
Six is a push.
That's it's starting to get dicey.
Hey, speaking of, me and Juju are facing off right now. So we'll see. A lot can change. You know what I mean?
Hey, you wish I would have played Pat Mahomes on Thursday. You wish I would have did that, don't you? But I did not because I got the luxury of having him and Josh Allen. You feel me? I just want to remind y'all of that part right now. My record's better than y'all's. It's like at this point in the season, I'm sitting pretty. So salute to everybody involved. Salute to the 2-3 boys. I see y'all. Salute to my brother and me. Without you, none of this is possible.
The 2-3 boys. Okay.
The 2-3 boys is a crazy name. That's fucking rude, man. I gotta get like a man now.
I want you to win this week, Trey. I do.
Damn. See how they do you? Hey, now? Wish you fail.
Killer, that's crazy.
After I win this week and Trey beats Juju, I'm going to be ahead of everybody in this pod right now.
Damn, I don't think
the only person above me after that pause will be Quincy.
Nah, I probably would be above you because I beat you.
Quincy, don't worry about Quincy.
I'm above you now, bro. Your tiebreaker is your tiebreaker is the points. I'll be scoring. I just be playing all the cats to score with me. But Juju, before you go, bro, hey, listen, I lost Anthony Richardson, bro. I think I need Patrick Mahomes on the squad, bro. You can keep Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying? I need Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, so look. I ain't gonna waste your time, bro. Look at my squad. Tell me what would get the deal done, and then we can just make it happen. Let's not even do all this back and forth. Let's just make it happen.
I can tell you right now, it's gonna be something. Look, my boy, this is a gritty and mother. Whoever on your team do the gritty the most is who I'm asking for. So just review your roster.
Hey, Juju.
Oh, no, that's wild. That's wild.
Juju, look, I'm throwing some salt in here right now. I'm throwing some salt right now because Amin's the commissioner and he can hate at any moment. But he just wished you to lose.
Exactly. And, what kind of shit is it?
Yeah, look, he trying to work deals out. Nah, don't give him shit, Playboy.
I ain't no hater. I told him that 2 weeks ago. I ain't no hater. Like, I want to be better than y'all, but I ain't no hater.
And let's keep it honest. Let's be real, too. My brother is lucky to be a 2-3 boy as sitting there with that culture shirt on. Because without 50-some points from Jamar Chase last week, he only won by 5 points last week. I got my eye on the lead. Jerry won by 5 points and needed 50 from Jamar. So guess what? You feel me? Welcome to 2-3 boys.
I call a good draft pick. I drafted him for the purpose that he can give me these type games when clearly I need it. That's called good GMing, my brother.
Listeners of the show tomorrow on Monday or today on Monday. Put out, was it a good draft pick or did Jamar save his ass? Vote in, guys.
Put it on the poll.
I don't know how we're going.
Put it on the poll.
Juju, put it on the poll.
But yeah, my line of communication wide open. Pause.
Hey, yeah. He said he's wide open, killer. That's crazy. Well, that's gonna do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Juju, shout out to Jerv, shout out to Jason, shout out to Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings, be a Patreon. We got some new shit we might be unveiling over the next few weeks or so. So you definitely want to stay tapped in there. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.